Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
Ready to be challenged? Maybe a little offended, but definitely shocked. This is Shock Therapy Live. Your therapy session with Nate Heitzig. We're not looking for stump the pastor questions, so put down your Devos and open your diaries. Really, this isn't systematic theology.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
This is Shock Therapy Live. Now, here's Devo.
That's me! Thank you, big voice guy. It is Sunday night, 7 p.m., which means it is time for Shock Therapy Live.
The best hour of your life.
That would be very sad if it really was the best hour of their life. But it could be the best hour of their life so far.
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe they can have both. Maybe Okay. Maybe it's someone's wedding night and they're listening to Shock Therapy.
Ooh, could be. I don't know why you would be listening. If you're listening to Shock Therapy Live right now and it's your wedding night,
maybe
turn off the radio.
Maybe someone's giving birth to a baby and it's helping them to listen to Shock Therapy to push the baby out.
That's right, because they're so angry with us.
Best hour of their life.
Nate! Oh! That was my best. That was my best attempt at baby pushing. Welcome, it's Shock Therapy Live for a reason, and I'm your host Steve-O. With me to my right is Pastor Nate Heitzig. To my left is Minister Ray.
Minister Ray.
Hello, friends.
Minister Ray.
What was that voice?
What's your title?
I don't know what I'm talking.
Hello,
about.
Friends.
Is it just
Hello,
friends. Pastor Ray.
You can call me whatever you want.
Pastor Ray. Right. Ray. Hey, yo, Pastor Ray. Ray, I got a question for you, real quick, bro.
What's up, man?
I want to know where's I can get a clean gat to kill some homies.
Oh, I got one right here, bro.
Wow. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to get your question in for Shock Therapy Live.
Yo, Pastor Ray, where I get one of those dues?
You can also email us, studio@MyStaticRadio.com. Or if you're bold enough to actually have a conversation on the phone with Nate... 338-3700.
Yo, Pastor Ray, you got a wicked lean there, bro. You got a good sag going on.
Oh, you just like my swagger over there, don't
you? Oh, man.
Nate is so excited tonight.
He is excited. We're having a good time tonight. Dude, we were just watching Dominic Bally out there.
I'm toned down right now, Ray. You don't see me on this show very often.
It was, we still have another hour left of Fall Fest, actually.
Hey, remember that one time when someone called in and asked a question and I didn't like it so much and I was so frustrated they were talking that I died on the floor?
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
I literally died on the
floor. He died. I had to resuscitate him.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Shock Therapy Live.
Exactly.
And then I was sitting on the floor going like this. Because they were saying stupid stuff.
Yeah. He's kind of a big baby if he doesn't like what's going on. So
I just saw him throw headphones across the room.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's getting already kind of rowdy.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's 505-338-3700 if you'd like to get your phone call in.
Hey, if you call in, we'll give away free stuff.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
like,
we'll
got
call
some
in,
comic
though.
Books and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So check it out. It is Shock Therapy Live. If you're not doing anything right now, you need to be listening to the show on your way down to Fall Fest. There's still an hour left of it. Dominic Bally is playing. And
Can it's you sing a Dominic
brilliant.
Bally song for us?
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch this. Hold on, I got to warm up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. Just gotta warm up.
Man, I didn't know you could do vocal xylophone.
Right?
Dude.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
It's
I can talk and sing at the same
it's
time.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. I wish I could vocal xylophone.
Wait, what? So he's here.
Wow.
If you want to see Dominic Bally. From Cali.
Yeah.
Straight up, yo.
Maybe we'll get him in the studio.
Maybe we will, because he
might be
he's
walking
close.
Back and forth.
Yeah,
you
we're
going to keep an eye on
him. We're probably going to snag
hey,
him
yo,
here.
Pastor Ray, wait, we keep you on feel for Dominic Bally, bro.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Thanks,
we got some questions on Facebook already. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What we got first, Nate?
Yo. No, I'm not going to do that sound anymore. Okay, we got our first question from Savannah Curry. She says, why is it that in modern society, people cuss so much? They do it so often sometimes, they don't even know they're doing it. Well, Steve-O, since you cuss a lot, I'm going to let you answer this question.
Yeah, girl. That's why we got the bleep system, you know? For my
I wish
vocals.
We had a bleep system.
That'd actually be kind of fun.
We'd play with it so much, we'd bleep out words that weren't needing to be bleeped.
I think it's funny, in modern society,
bleep.
Because I tried to watch Die Hard with my wife not too long ago. There are so many F-bombs in that movie. It was unbelievable. And that movie was in like the 80s. So it's not necessarily like modern culture right now. Like what, this generation? Because pretty sure people have been cussing for a very long time. Man.
Dude, Gone with the Wind? I was so offended in that movie.
Actually, doesn't he cuss in that
movie? Yeah.
Okay.
He says it like one time, man. Gosh.
So here's the deal, though. Honestly, in my opinion, this is just my opinion because I can't answer why people do that. That's like a personal heart issue for them.
You know Severus Snape was in Die Hard.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was.
He was a bad guy.
Hans Gruber. But I say it's limited vocabulary. It's really easy to place an F-bomb in every other word when you don't know how to use big words.
How to speak.
Like normal words.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to use that language. And sadly, yeah, more often than not, people are dropping F-bombs. People are cussing like it's going out of style because most people think it's cool. It's like, hey, man, if I use this language, people are going to like me more because I'm cool.
You know, even a lot of Christians do it, and it's disgusting.
Yeah. In fact, Ephesians, what does Ephesians tell us? Come on, Bible man. You're the Ray, Ephesians.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention at all. Yeah. I'll just
you're looking for Dominic Bowie.
I was just sanitizing my hands over here.
But you're right.
Let
you know
no
unwholesome.
Unwholesome. I'm just joking.
Come out of your mouth?
Yeah. That one.
Now, what could be constituted as unwholesome? I mean, we could we could use that for anything.
Yeah.
Hey, you called me a stupid head. That was unwholesome.
Sure.
I think.
True, but unwholesome.
It's okay. It's difficult, and I hate to use that it changes with society, but to a certain extent it does. Right. You know, for instance, if we were to say suck or piss, 20 years ago, we'd probably get slapped.
Right.
By our parents. Maybe you'd still get slapped today.
But on the flip side of that, you were talking about Pastor Chuck Smith and some of his teachings. And what was it? How many years ago? And some of the language he used then that is crazy to us now.
That's good language, though. What? It wasn't bad then.
It wasn't bad. Yeah. Right. Right.
Like he would say jackass. And right. He would say, damn. And he would damn to hell. And he would say, you know. But it wasn't used in a profane way. It was used because that's actually what the King James Version says. So, you know, I think the best way to say why do they do it, it ultimately boils down to what we're told in 1 John is that the world is in darkness and you can't expect the world to walk in the light. We're called to walk in the light, but they're in darkness, you know. It's like telling a dog not to poop on the ground. Dogs poop on the ground. You can't tell your dog to go use the toilet.
Right.
It's going to poop on the ground because it's a dog.
Right.
You can't tell the world not to sin because it's the world. It's going to sin.
Right.
And you know, it's part of what goes with the territory of being sinners, lost in sin. It's that idea that they're going to sin because they're sinners. And that's the easiest way to put it. They're not going to be holy. They're not going to live pure lives. They're not going to respect their bodies because they're sinners.
Right.
So ultimately, that's the reason why. And let me tell you, too, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. We can't expect it to get better. We can't expect people to all of a sudden get a conscience and get convicted by the Holy Spirit. It's going to get worse. And the Bible tells us it's going to get worse. And ultimately, it's going to lead to judgment of the world.
Right.
Now, I will say, I hate it when Christians try to act like the world and try to mimic the world and use liberty as an excuse to do stupid things.
Now, since you brought that up, let me ask you this, playing devil's advocate, since that's what the show
is. That's what you always do.
Exactly. So, as we're talking about, you know, the abundance of the heart and what comes out of our mouth basically from the heart. So, as we were talking about Chuck Smith using those words and he wasn't using them in a profane way, could then these quote unquote, you know, the Christians of the day who use harsh language say, dude, but my heart doesn't mean, I'm not meaning any evil upon anybody. I'm not cursing anybody. It's just my language. Boop.
doesn't matter if you're not meaning to hurt anybody. You know, we're told to, especially as a Christian, and we're going to be judged on the light that we've received. And if we claim to have a relationship with Christ, and we're leading people astray, and we're causing people to fall away from Christ with our language, whether we mean to or not, we're called as Christians to recognize that. Look, whether you mean to or not, you're held to a higher standard, and you need to watch your mouth. You need to watch the things that you're doing, because you don't want to lead anyone astray. You don't want to cause anyone to stumble. You don't want to cause anyone to think ill of you. And I know as a pastor, and I would even say to a certain extent, as a somewhat liberal pastor, when I'm around Christians that are cursing and using foul language left and right, it offends me. It causes me to stumble. It causes me to think ill of them.
Right.
And I think that we need to keep that in mind that, yeah, you might not intend to hurt anybody, but, some of the most well-intentioned people in history have hurt the most amount of people. So, it doesn't matter what your intentions are.
Well, let's be honest. When you hear somebody swearing like a sailor, you're not like, man, that guy must love
so holy,
Jesus.
I've
man.
Never
that,
met a sailor so... who cusses. Like, isn't that weird? Like,
I've never met a sailor.
My father-in-law was in the Navy for like, and my uncle, my. And I've never heard him say a cuss word. So that's kind of weird, right? Cuss like a sailor. Anyways, you were going somewhere.
Hey, Pokemon!
You're going somewhere holy.
Oh, I just thought we were interrupting people with random stuff. Sorry, I thought that was the part of the show.
So
when you hear somebody
cursing like a sailor,
there's the voice again.
You don't automatically think, "Hey, listen, look at how holy that dude is."
Jesus said, and all throughout the New Testament, the apostles are saying, they're gonna know you by the way you act, by the way you interact with each other, your love. Paul writes to the first Thessalonian church, and he says, "I'm hearing about you not because you're cussing and acting like idiots, but because you love each other, because your faith increases." And then in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, he says, don't become entangled, speaking of Christians, in that bondage that you were in. And so don't use that freedom to gallop around so that you can get entangled again. And I think that's just an easy way to open that door to just get all tied up.
And you know what I hate most about it is the stupid excuse that they all use. Liberty, man. It becomes the excuse to do anything that you want to do in life. It's like, hey, I really want to sin, so I'm going to claim liberty.
So if I punch a baby in the face.
Hey, liberty, man, whatever. Yeah. You know, it's just dumb. it's a stupid response. It's a dumb excuse. And I guarantee you, try using that excuse before a judge when you commit a crime. Hey, man, it's just what I feel like I want to do, bro. It's liberty. No. That doesn't fly in a modern court, and that doesn't fly in God's court.
Adrian on Facebook says, it's not what goes into your mouth, but what comes out, ! Yeah.
No, you know, I would say it is what goes in your mouth, too. And I think a lot of people put a lot of foul stuff in their minds. They listen to a lot of foul stuff. They go to a lot of foul movies. And I think that does have an effect on what comes out of their mouth, too. You know, it's I made Ray laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. But you know, I think that it is what goes in your mouth. I think we need to watch where we place ourselves, what we surround ourselves with, who we surround ourselves with, you know, what we do, where we go, because it really does have an effect on us, on how we act around others, on the things we say, on the actions that we do, on the things that we do.
Sweet. Thank you for that, Pastor Nate Isaac.
Yeah.
You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. It's Sunday night.
We should get a Shock Therapy webcam.
We should not. It's Sunday night. It is Shock Therapy Live. If you would like to get your
questions in.
Can you
put your shirt back on, please? It's making me uncomfortable.
If you'd like to get a question in, 505-338-3700. You can also send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. Or Facebook us. It looks like we got like 5 questions here.
Let's get
to another one. Thank you, Savannah, for that question. What do we got next?
Hey, Aaron Boydistabudumbadigabumbum says, why do so many American Christians nowadays spend more money on appearance of a building or other worldly items rather than using that money to send to starving people all over the world?
Because they're selfish?
Yeah, well, I think that's a pretty good answer.
He's got a computer or an iPhone of some sort to be able to update that, right?
Dude,
right.
You should sell that.
Get it rid of it.
You mean like sell everything we have?
All of it.
Dude, he says,
why do so many American
Christians nowadays spend more money on appearance of a building or other worldly items like computers than using that money to send to starving people all around the world?
I don't know why.
You know, I would say I think they're doing both. I think the church is doing a good job raising support. I think there's a lot of great organizations that are raising support to minister to other parts of the world. And I think that we need to do things as well though to reach the culture that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I would especially say that as churches tithe, that a portion of that money needs to go overseas to do ministry globally, but also a portion of that money needs to go locally to the church to help with the church and to minister to the place that they're in, the culture that they're in. And I would also say, you don't know what that church's tithe base is.
Right.
Maybe the Lord's really blessing them, and the money that they have, it's not outlandish. They're still supporting missions. They're still supporting global outreach. But God's really blessing them, and so because of that blessing, they're able to spruce up their building and do things that will reach a younger generation in their town.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. We just, our little church building out on, you know, Coors and Sage, we just renovated that, and we got new paint, we got new chairs, new stuff for our little building. And it's funny because you talk about appearance. You know what? Sometimes, sadly, that's what brings people in. Our church had like 65, you know? And it's funny because as we've renovated, we've been growing and growing, and we've nearly doubled in the last couple months, you know, our attendance due to an appearance, because people go, oh, hey, look, I can see there's a church there, because they have a sign now that says, hey, we're a church, check us out. And so also I would say not just around the world, but there are actually starving people right here in Albuquerque. We were out at the rescue mission this last Friday feeding the homeless. And so if you have a burden, I would say if God's placing something on your heart, then, dude, I can't speak for the rest of Christianity, but I think that's why there are like Mission of Mercy, so many organizations that do have that heart to do that, because we're all different parts of the same body. So
yeah, there's a lot of great organizations that really help out with a variety of things like that.
Absolutely.
You can look into that. You can find those. But you know, I think that before you ask a question like that, you have to look at the church. You know, I think that some churches do put more emphasis on the production than they do on the gospel, and I think that's wrong. I think the center point of a church needs to be the preaching of the word of God and worship.
Right.
And anytime that they try to eclipse that with fancy lights or with loud music or with bands, I think that's wrong. But I think that if you're looking at a church that is preaching the gospel, that people are getting saved at, that lives are being changed at, then you know what? I think that we need to kind of lay off of how much money they're spending on lights or on production, because they're being effective. Obviously that gets to a point where you say, okay, now you guys, like, you just spent like what, $15 million on lights. Okay. That's ridiculous. You know,
right.
You don't need the U2
what
360.
What are we in, Tron?
Yeah. You don't need like the U2 360 soundstage for, you know,
your worship service,
two or more to play.
Right.
So, you know, I think that we need to look at the money that we're spending, but also look at the effectiveness. I think that's the important question, is what's the effectiveness of their ministry?
Absolutely.
You know, and what kind of Christians are they breeding?
All right. Thanks, Aaron, for your question. If you'd like to get a question in, you can Facebook us, facebook.com/mysaticradio, or give us a call, 505-338-3700. Hello. Welcome to Shock Therapy Live.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. This is Big Preacher.
Yeah. Hey. You called before, right?
That's right.
That's
Nation, baby.
Oh, man. I love hearing you.
Man, I loved you guys too, man. You're all awesome. I mean, I had a question, but then I want to expound on your last point. That's beautiful. You know, we have to be a church today that I believe, as an evangelist, hip-hop street evangelist,
right,
to invest into people. You know, when Jesus walked the earth, the multitudes of people followed him. They didn't know that he was the Son of God. They saw that he was healing people. They saw that he was feeding people. He was meeting the physical needs of people.
Right.
And when the church can really step a few steps back and invest back into the people that's given to the church, is God's money and the people's money.
Amen.
We can eliminate the spirit of greed. The spirit of greed only sets in this country. That's why we're in this condition in this country. It's because of greed.
Right.
The demon of greed. And the church can eliminate this demon of greed by knowing that we invest in the people as Christ did. I don't know, man. This is what's been coming to my spirit as I was reading the word just last night. You know, in Matthew 24, Jesus was saying in verse 4 and also verse 11, he made emphasis on making sure that no one deceives you. He said, many will come, you know, and make sure that no one deceives you. In verse 4, he says, make sure no one deceives you. That was the first thing he said. So it's clear that the Lord was making it clear that make sure that no one deceives you.
Right.
The church has been, you know, I hate to say it, but we have failed. I mean, I look in the street sometimes and I'm seeing normal people that lost their homes and they just had lost their job. I saw that it just crumbled and crumbled. And how do you minister to those people as an evangelist? I'm sharing you guys my heart now, you know.
Right, right.
I love you, Pastor, you know what I mean, what you're doing. But as an evangelist, it's like God shows me some things that just really, I pray for strength that it don't grieve me too hard, but it's really grieving some to see normal people that just been a victim of spirit of greed.
Yeah, man. Dude, greed is it's a huge thing. You know, John Foreman talks about that in a song. What song was that, Steve-O, where he talks about stuff?
Well, like how we were meant to live for so much
money? Yeah, that one.
It's called Meant to Live.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that is a huge, huge, huge vice, I would say, especially in the American church, is the love of money. And I think that's, you know, I hear Christians all the time throw around the term, hey, you know, the root of evil. The Bible says the root of evil money is the root of all evil. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, not money is the root of all evil.
I notice a lot of secular systems use that verse a lot.
Yeah, you know,
And they leave that one word out. You're
yeah.
Right, Pastor, love.
You know, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And I think that money is okay. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. There's nothing wrong with having money. As long as you're using that money for the glorification of the gospel and for people
Amen.
To come to know Jesus Christ and to help people. But if
right.
the love of money and your ministry becomes so focused, and I cannot stand it. Some of these televangelists, hey, if you send me $500, God's going to bless your life. If you give me this money. No, he's not. That's so stupid. You know, begging for money, so that God will bless their lives, that doesn't make absolutely any sense. And I think a lot of ministries are driven by their
right.
love of money.
Right.
And instead of giving and instead of seeing people come to Christ, they want to get.
Right.
And it's really a Ponzi. It's
you know
a Ponzi scheme.
If a church can, I mean, you know, it's very well capable. It's time for the church to invest into the people, I believe. And it's very well capable of doing so based upon the fact that even the IRS still looks at the church and the bank. They look at them the same. They're both have executive board, trustees, and they both have articles of incorporation. The only difference is one is tax exempt and one is not. So being that the church is tax exempt, we are in a position to bless a whole lot of people, especially in this time that's needed. We are in the end times, because there's a lot going on. If you brothers can be so kind enough to go to bigpreacher.net, preacha.net, and click on the links at the very bottom. I have a documentary that I've worked with some brilliant, good Christian people in Los Angeles that put together this documentary film of the scriptures relating to the end times.
Word.
And, you know, as Jesus said in Revelation 14, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but he said the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And we have to also, as a church, because the church is us. We are the church. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We are the church.
Word.
Dude.
And we can go out, dude.
Amen. Hey, I love talking to you.
Yeah.
I love talking to you.
You have a theme song now. I'm just
yeah.
going to play Lecrae every time you call in.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'll play my theme song, man, on my website. You can go there. There's a song there called More Than a Conqueror, Romans 8:28.
Word.
We are more than conquerors to him that loves
yeah.
us. And I believe that only the love of Christ, having the mind of Christ, is what we need to reach people out here, because their physical needs need to be met first. I know it's really good. I'm keeping it 100. I'm getting ready to go feed somebody right here. I'm in a parking lot at Arby's in Las Cruces.
That's
wow.
awesome, man. I love it.
You don't even know I'm on the radio.
Right?
Dude, hey, check this out. I want you to say, if you could tell someone the most important thing in the entire world in 30 seconds, all right? 30 seconds. What would you tell them? Actually, I'm gonna even put it down. 20 seconds.
Ooh.
In 20 seconds, what would you tell somebody? I'm gonna give you 20 seconds. You ready? On your mark, get set, go.
people are in pain, look to the one that can sustain the pain. When people need peace, look to the Word of God. Isaiah 26:3, my people, says that He will keep you at perfect peace because your mind is stayed on Him. If you keep your mind on Jesus, I guarantee you, I am not saying this because I'm a Jesus freak. I'm saying this because it tangibly works, that God will bring a blessing in your life and He will bring angels in your pathway that will facilitate your needs.
Amen.
That's what I have to word.
There Amen. It is.
35 seconds. So you're
That's
15 over. But hey, dude,
okay,
that was good.
Sorry.
That was good. I like that.
Legit. All
dude,
right.
I like the rhyming. He'll sustain the pain, man. I'm going to use that in a sermon someday.
There it
okay,
is.
Can a brother get some publishing on it?
Hey, how about you write a song called Sustain the Pain, and then next week you call in and you sing us that song, Sustain the Pain.
Sustain the Pain.
Hey, I'm with that. I will. I'll
right.
work on it right now.
I like that.
There
All
it
right.
is.
All right.
I'm going to send you guys an email right now. Email address?
Studio@mystaticradio.com.
Studio@mystatic.
There it is. All right.
There it is. Okay, he's going to come from the big preacher himself.
The big preacher, there
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, big preacher.
What?
Big preacher rapper.
For radical, anointed preaching, teaching, reaching, loving all. Everybody, God bless and peace and blessings around the world. We got to make peace, man. We got to take this peace back, man.
There it
As
is.
Righteous people, we got to be about world peace. Do we want it right now?
Yeah.
We got to make up our minds to take it.
Yeah, amen.
There it is. All right, big preacher, thanks for calling in, man.
Amen.
All right, have a great night.
God
there
bless,
it is.
Man.
All right, we got to take a quick break.
Oh, peace.
Coming
peace.
Right back.
Yeah.
More of your questions. If you'd like to
yeah.
get your question in,
Reese's Pieces.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can email us at studio@mystaticradio.com or
yeah.
call us up 338-3700.
Reese's Pieces.
My father was something lesser. Yeah. He made us so we could bless him. Blessed in the world we can bless him. Bless him.
Shock Therapy Live. A little heated by tonight's topic? No? Then we're not doing our job. What do you want to talk about? Comment now on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or call 505-338-3700. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
That's right. Welcome back to Shock Therapy Live. What what?
What?
I'm your host, Steve-O. With me, Pastor Nate Heitzig.
And I'm your host, One-Eyed Jack, the rapper extraordinaire.
And to my left is Pastor yeah. Ray Del Toro. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I am never, ever inviting you
Yo.
Onto this show
Yo.
On Halloween Eve because you've had way too much candy and stupidity tonight.
My name's One-Eyed Jack, and I live in a shack. And you better not turn your back.
Because you are smoking crack.
Or I'll eat a snack pack.
A snack pack?
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
I like snack pack.
It is Shock Therapy Live. If you'd like to chime in and
you
please
know,
make this conversation a little more edifying and grown-up-ish,
when I listen
give us a call.
To reggae, I get hungry.
505-338-3700. Or you can Facebook us, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also email us, studio@mystaticradio.com.
But mostly give us a call.
Yeah, 505-338-3700. We got some questions on here.
Yeah, we got some.
Where are we going?
Some
where
questions.
Are we going? Where are we going?
Hey, it's Halloween, so let's answer this one.
Okay.
This question is for Ray. It says, Hi, Ray, Pastor Ray Ray. Halloween is tomorrow. We like to sit outside looking at the kids in costumes and hand out candy to the little ones. Should we refrain from doing this?
yes. If you put it that way in those words,
if you put
oh,
it in
man.
Those words,
I read it. I read it word for word.
You sounded like such a creeper.
Question number one: are there razor blades in the candy?
Oh man!
No. Hey,
did you slip roofies inside of the candy?
Okay, we can't say that.
This is a
Alex.
Serious conversation.
No, it's a good
weird.
Question. It's a good question. It's a good question.
We were.
I give a baba. Hey, I'm going to answer your question,
okay,
Alex,
good.
Since these guys can't seem to do anything right. Alex, I think it's great to pass out candy to little kids.
I agree with you 100%, actually. My family, every year, we hand out candy because here's the thing. How often are a bunch of kids coming to your doorstep every day, and how many opportunities are you going to have to share Jesus Christ with these kids who may not know him? So we can be stuck up, we can turn our lights off, and we can pretend like nothing is going on outside, or we can take part in our community, love our neighbor, hand out some candy, show them the love of Jesus Christ, and you never know what fruit may come from that.
You know, and I think that the Christian houses should be the houses that give the best candy.
Yeah, none of those, you know, orange and black.
Well, you know what?
No fun size.
Some Christians don't give candy. They just have coins that have like John 3:16 on it, and then the kids hate you and hate Christians. They're like, okay, let's see, what was that house that loves Jesus? Yeah, let's never go there again because they suck. Don't be that house. Be the Christians that give the freaking big old Snickers.
Not even like Snickers. Yeah.
Get some real candy. You know, don't give any of this crap. Candy corn that's recycled every year. Don't give that stuff. You know, give some real good candy that those kids come to your house. They get some awesome candy. Yep. And then you say, hey, this Snickers is king size. Guess who else is king size? Jesus Christ.
Booyah!
He's the king.
Of king size?
Of king size candy bars. And he died for your sins. No, but I think that Christians should
absolutely
give the best candy, should be the nicest, should be the kindest, you know, and be ready for that. And you have a chance to share the gospel, especially at a young age.
Right.
You know, if you're going to give tracts, though, make sure you give candy, too. Don't just give tracts. You don't want to be that guy that doesn't tip but gives the waitress a tract.
That's like being the guy at a birthday party who gives a 7-year-old a birthday card and no money in it or no present. Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Those people don't get invited back to the birthday parties. Those houses don't get returned to next year.
Jesus had something to say to those people. Depart from me, I never knew you. I'm just joking. But seriously, be, you know, hook the kids up.
Right.
Give them some candy and then share the love of God with them in that order.
Yeah, absolutely.
Meet their physical need and then meet their spiritual need.
Now it's, there you go, dude. And if you'd like to chime in on the conversation,
unless they're diabetic, then don't give them candy.
338-3700. Well, you bring up an interesting point there because what about those kids, man? See? There could be kids out there who can't have candy. We got to have like good alternatives, too. Don't you
gluten-free.
Shop at like Whole Foods?
Gluten-free now. No, I don't
you're
shop at Whole Foods.
Come on, you're a hippie.
Not
don't
a
you
hippie.
You shop at like Trader Joe's, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to give kids Big Macs. I'm going to have Big Macs. I'm going to give kids Big Macs.
Gross, dude.
Big Macs, Steve-O.
Big Macs.
Actually, just Big Mac patties. I'm just going to have Big Mac patties.
Gross, dude.
Big Mac patties in there.
Yeah, dude, to answer your question, though.
Wrapped in a track.
Eat that.
Yeah. I'll say this. I think that's it. I mean, we show love to the neighborhood. Just tonight, right here at Calvary of Albuquerque, monstrous fall fest going on. There's how many people are outside? A gajillion? Pretty successful event.
Big numbers of people.
Yeah, lots
enough
of numbers
to stress
of people.
Me out and be happy I'm inside, not outside right now.
Absolutely. Seriously. There's a couple thousand people here at least.
So if you're listening to Shock Therapy, don't go to Fall Fest. Just keep listening to Shock Therapy.
Just keep listening. We got like 25 minutes
We're
left
better.
To show and 25 minutes left of Fall Fest. But yeah, everybody's out here, people dressing up in costumes. We saw some creative costumes. I got to host one of the costume contests, and it's cool to see the kids being creative. And obviously their parents getting involved in their lives and doing something fun. Man,
I saw
awesome.
A little kid in a clown mask made me whittle a little bit, though.
Yeah, that was a little terrifying.
It's going to give me nightmares.
Yeah, that was scary. I didn't like that.
I hate clowns.
I didn't like that one. But there was some good stuff going on. So, yeah, you know, Alex, to answer that question, that's just it. All right, we love on them. And we had this conversation on the morning show. If you'd like to chime in, by all means, because we did have some say, you know what? No, we don't take part in it. We don't take part in the fall fests or the harvest nights or anything like that because this is Satan's night. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think that's stupid, honestly, because I think if it's Satan's night, then
I
let's
think your
make
opinion
it.
Sucks.
No, I do. I really do.
I'm
think
sorry
it sucks.
That you're wrong.
I sincerely think that. No, but I think that, hey, why do we let it be Satan's night? Why don't we make it God's night? You know, we just did Fall Fest. We had Jesse Nelson preach the gospel. People might have got saved. I don't know. I wasn't out there. But I can say that we've redeemed the night of Halloween.
Yeah.
And we actually have. There's nothing like this that goes on in all of Albuquerque.
Yeah, I loved it.
And it's incredible what we're able to do celebrating this night and celebrating Jesus Christ. You know, the way I see it, global media and marketing has taken over Christmas, so why the heck can't we take over Halloween?
They say this is...
What, Merry Xmas? Bull crap. I'm going to start calling Halloween Merry Jesus Day. Hey, Happy Jesus Day. What? Well, you guys took Christmas, so I figured why can't I take Halloween? Happy Jesus Day.
It's just, when you hear somebody say, oh, this is Satan's day. It's like, well, every day is God's day.
Right.
So in your face and look at my awesome
costume. Yeah. What? Back off.
Oh, man. If you're just joining Shock Therapy Live, hello. Welcome to the conversation. If you'd like to join us,
505-338-3700.
Hello. You're in the air.
Hi. I was listening to the show, and I heard your perspective on... you know, being a witness even on Halloween, and I agree with you guys. I think that, you know, we can definitely not be the people who shut their lights off, you know, on Halloween, and you know everybody bypasses our house, but we can open up our doors and what a great time to meet people in the neighborhood and share with them. My question though was when is it too far? I mean, how much do we participate in an event like this? When does it become being conformed to the world versus being transformed versus being, you know, just weird? Like, we can be just weird and not do anything.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or we can go, maybe there is a point that's too far. And if it is, what does that look like?
Decapitated head.
Dang it, you stole it!
Were you going to say that?
I really was!
Are you serious?
I was going to say, well, Nate was commenting on my decapitated zombie costume I wore tonight, but...
No, I was going to say, you know, Ray and I, actually last Halloween, we were giving out candy, and I would give out candy, and he would hide in the garage with the chainsaw.
Stop
and then
it,
run
right.
out and scare the kids.
True story. He's not even lying.
Yeah, he would
Are
run
you
out.
Serious?
No, we're kidding.
Okay.
No, but I think... You know, I think you can give out candy. You don't have to have ghouls and goblins hanging from your roof. You know, Janae and I, every year we do a pumpkin carving contest. You know, people say, oh, well, that summons demons into the pumpkins. I don't know what kind of pumpkins you're carving, but I'm buying Walmart pumpkins. They don't have demons in them. They have a lot of seeds in them, and they have a lot of pulp in them, but that's about it. So, you know, we have fun. We carve some pumpkins. We give out candy if kids come to the door, and that's about it. We don't do anything else. We don't put Happy Halloween on our house. Do I have a problem with someone saying Happy Halloween? I don't really care, honestly.
Right.
I think that a lot of, you know, if we want to get into pagan holidays, well, guess what? When Christmas was originally started on December 25th, it was a pagan holiday. And actually Martin Luther and a lot of other people back in the day redeemed that. It's, by the way, it's not anywhere close to when Jesus was actually born.
Right.
It was a pagan holiday that Christians decided to redeem. So why can't we do the same thing with Halloween? You know,
yeah.
I think that we can change that concept and change that idea. So, I would say that when it goes too far is when you start becoming morbid with it. When you start, you know, I drive by some houses that really are terrifying and demons are probably hiding inside their trees because they have like, you know, tombstones there and decapitated heads and ghouls and goblins and just scary things.
Oh, so you went by my house last week?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I was the one who egged it.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Okay. So, you know, I think that's when you're taking it too far is when you're getting kind of the evil aspect of that. That would be what I would say.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, what perspective I heard was very similar to what you're saying. It's basically the, you know, the bad thing about Halloween is the way that it makes light of death, you know, and death is a result of sin. And to make light of something like that is where it really goes wrong. So I think that what you're saying is pretty close along those lines. But thanks
dude.
For answering.
Hey, that was a good. You threw something good in there. And but before you go, that deserves a bam. You can do a bam.
A bam?
Yeah, like it's like bam. You can do that on the air really quick if you want to.
Like
it's
bam.
Up to you.
Like
yeah.
That?
Yeah, a little bit louder though. Like more exciting.
Like how? Like
bam.
That? Like, bam! Like that?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that was apathetic,
that was
but I'll let it slide.
Okay.
All right, man. Have a great
Thanks
night.
Thanks for calling,
all
man.
Right. All right. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. If you'd like to join the discussion, 505-338-3700. You can Facebook us, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or give us an email if you're shy, but you still like a question answered, studio@mystaticradio.com. Hello, you're in the air.
In the air.
Yeah, is it bad if I want to go trick-or-treating as Adam?
Yes, it is, because you're a creepy old man.
Matt Gentry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that Matt Gentry?
Yes,
what's
it
up,
is.
Matt Gentry?
How did you know?
Because you're horrible at disguising your voice.
Yeah, and you're my co-host. I have to deal with you every day.
Welcome,
Yeah. That's what you sounded like.
You know what? I'll tell you right now, Matt. If you go dressed up as Adam tomorrow, that would
be
hilarious.
Wait, how does Adam dress?
With the fig leaf, basically.
Naked, right?
It's going to be really cold.
Wait, like
so.
Pre-fall Adam? Please don't be pre-fall Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Do not combine dressing up as Adam with sitting outside looking at the kids in costumes and handing out
candy. Yeah, that's weird. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for your call. All right. Hello, you're in the air.
Hello, Jeter.
Hi, Jeter.
Hi.
Mrs. Jeter, what's
is
up?
Is this Chrissy?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
This is my wife, Ray. Ray, wife Ray.
Ray.
What's up, honey?
I just wanted to share, we had our first annual trunk or treat this year at our church. In the past, we have had, you know, some people that just didn't agree with Halloween, so we didn't really touch it. And so now we have a new pastor, and he's like, we're doing trunk or treat. So we did trunk or treat, and we were all kind of, you know, like, we didn't know what was going to happen. We know. Well, ended up, there's a neighborhood across the street from our church who's kind of, they're kind of untouched. We've been unable to kind of pull them out. Well, the pastor's wife went over tonight and pulled them all over, and all the kids came over, and they just, we loved on them, and we handed out tons of candy, and it was just a wonderful night, and we fellowshipped, and we had a great night, and we gave out hot apple cider, and so it was awesome.
Good.
And we got to really minister and reach out and meet the needs of the people across the street, well, their candy needs anyway.
Right.
And it was just fantastic. So it was great to see those little kids, and hopefully we planted a seed, and hopefully they'll be less scared to come over next time.
That's awesome.
And, we had a great night. We had our pastor had a table full of random little trinkets, and for some reason he had a tire iron on the table.
Wow.
Which is not exactly trick or treat normally, but anyway,
little trick.
Boy kept it's definitely a trick, but this little boy kept coming back to the table and looking at it. And so finally the pastor's wife, Peggy, she said, "Well, is there something on this table that you want?" And he goes, "I want that tire iron." And she said, "Why do you want the tire iron?" And he said, "Because my grandpa has a flat tire."
Aww.
And so she was like, "You know what? That's your tire iron." And she gave it to him. So it was just a great night. Just full of love. And
I wish he would have said,
awesome.
"I want it to go beat up a goblin."
Wow. Yeah.
That would have been better.
Yeah.
You just like pooped on a really good story, man. It was a good story. It's like heartfelt story, and he dropped a big deucer on top of it.
Poop to some is cool whip to others, bro.
Yes,
so.
Man, leave it up to Nate.
Thank you for the call, honey.
You're welcome.
I'll see you at home soon. All right.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Way to go, bro. Way to crush a beautiful story.
No, it was a great story, and I was hearing the story. It's like, can I have the child iron? How great would it have been if it would have been, can I have the child iron? Why? I want to go beat somebody up. That would have been great, wouldn't it? You would have really laughed, and it would have been a better story. You know it would have.
Oh, man. If you'd like to join Shock Therapy Live, 505-338-3700. You can also join us, facebook.com/mindstaticradio. Hello, you're in the air.
Hey, so just listening to the conversation thus far, and you know what I've been noticing over the years as Christians become more involved with the fall festival scene and, you know, trying to take back the pagan religion and kind of change it into something new. Halloween's starting to look an awful lot, if you kind of squint your eyes, like Easter.
Huh.
Because it's like candy, and everybody collects it, and there's like an animal, and that's kind of like a costume.
I'm going for, you know what, for Easter sunrise service, we do it every year at football stadium, I'm going as Frankenstein.
Yeah, see, we should just do it like that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, so trunk or treat, you got to have a guy dressed up as a giant bunny.
Right. I'm down with that, dude. Are you kidding me? That's such a great idea.
You know, and bunnies are scary, too. It's not like bunnies aren't scary. Have you ever seen Donnie Darko? Yeah, that bunny will eat your face off.
That was a scary bunny.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, good point.
Have them hide the cars instead of hiding the eggs.
We need to start just coming up with random days. Like, we need to redeem April 17th.
Yeah, Columbus Day.
And then we turn it into
a
huge festival.
Boats are so evil.
No, you know what? we're being funny, but the truth is, as you said, Ray, every day is the Lord's Day. We give every day. This is the day that the Lord has made, right? So why can't we do this every day? We should be out there doing that, right? Hanging out with our neighbors, getting to know them, helping in the community, you know, so.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, oh, okay. A buddy of mine, Levi Lusco, actually, they hand out tracts and candy, and they invite each person that comes to the church.
Oh, cool.
And you have little kids that are coming to the church with parents, and then they get to invite the parents and the kids, say, hey, we have a great children's ministry for your kids. We'd love to have you guys come. Your kids love a blast. You guys can come and enjoy it, and it's kind of a fun little thing to do.
Nice. There it is. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we will get to – wow, phone lines are jammed. We will get to your phone calls here momentarily.
Yes.
Also, Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll be right back.
Shock Therapy Live. Maybe this time the treatment will take. Follow tonight's topic at facebook.com/mystaticradio or at 505-338-3700. If you think you can handle the spewing of hard truth, time to treat more of your disorders with Steve-O and Nate. This is Shock Therapy Live.
Boom!
Ah, turned your mic up, baby girl.
Yeah, girl. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Shock Therapy Live. I'm your host, Steve-O. To my right, Pastor Nate Heitzig. And to my left, my boy Dominic Valley, straight
Dude.
Up from Cali.
What's up?
We just got so much cooler because you're in here with us.
No, yeah. I got cooler.
Completely, no.
Dude, and in this show, it's called Shock Therapy Live. We tackle mm-hmm. some hard issues. You're yeah. a reggae artist. Let's talk about smoking weed.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Does that ever come up? Honestly, let's talk about this. Because, you know, you're a reggae artist and you got the dreadlocks.
Rastafarianism.
And you're all like, yes, let's do this. And y'all are getting down to the Holy Spirit and everything's good. And then some dude breaks out a bowl. What do you guys do in that situation? Has that ever happened?
Ask him to pass the joint. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Yeah, dude, it happens. One time we were playing at the show at the Huntington Pier, Huntington Beach Pier in California, and there was like 1,000 people there. And I stopped in the middle of the set and I was telling some people about how Christ changed my life. And these two dudes in the front, they were just in board shorts and no shirts. And he was like, "You're wrecking my high, bro."
Really?
"You're wrecking my high." Because I was, you know, I was talking about deep things.
Right,
and
right.
He was just like, I was like, "Sorry, dude."
Do Christians ever get down on it? Like, hey, you know, Jesus doesn't speak through reggae music. And, you know, do people ever get like down on that?
No, luckily, like the crowds that we're put in front of are people that are usually pretty down.
Yeah.
You know, like promoters who would promote shows that would have those kinds of people at them.
Right.
They don't book us.
Right. Right.
Like mostly in like the middle of America, probably. Yeah. Like we do so much stuff on the West Coast and East Coast. Yeah. So those are pretty like hip cultures, even in the church, you know, they're pretty hip yeah. cultures. So people don't trip out really.
Dude, it's so cool though. You know, you have such a dynamic music ministry, and I think it's so cool because there's a lot of Christian music that sucks. So a lot of people think that that's what all Christian music is. You know, my right. brother-in-law, he likes reggae music. We gave him your CD and he loved it. And he's like, "Oh man, this is so great." And he actually made a Pandora station, a Dominic Valley Pandora station, and all this stuff. And he was stoked on it. And it was really cool to say, yeah, that's how some Christian music is. You know, you can yeah. find good Christian music. And, right. and I think it's so cool to have that, you know, that in.
For sure.
You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. To my right, Pastor Nate Heitzig. To my left, Dominic Valley. We got the phone lines jammed here, so we're going to take some. You want to take some phone calls?
Yeah, man.
Let's do it.
Let's see. All right. Hello. You're in the air.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I've actually gone trick-or-treating one time.
Okay.
To comment on something you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And I literally hit 3 houses in a row where they gave me those Jesus Loves You plastic coins.
Did you throw them back at their face?
No, but I just sort of looked at them, thought some not so nice things, and walked away.
Right, yeah. right.
Did they give you any candy too, or just the Jesus coins?
Just the coins.
Oh man,
dude,
that's a
dude.
Bummer.
See, I'll right. tell you. Here's the remedy to that. The remedy, you know, that was a little nod.
Oh
nod
yeah,
to
it's
yeah.
one of the songs. I didn't catch it.
It was not a nod at all. I just thought about it when I said it. Here's what you can do: you go back later on at night and you take the Jesus coin and you wrap it in dog poop.
Oh
and
my
you,
God!
I'm just
do that.
Joking.
No,
just
you do
joking.
Not.
I tell
you are
what, bro.
Fired. I am turning your mic off, and I'm gonna tell your dad's gonna be like, "What? Hey, where's? What, how come my son's not on the radio anymore?" I'm like, "You go ask yourself. Wait, he's fat."
Hey, you're interrupting.
Hey, bro. Can I just say, hey, this is Dominic. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. Can I just say, I'm sorry, dude, for whoever did that.
Yeah.
They're weird. And right, if you want to come by the station right now, I'm going to give you a free Snickers.
Oh snap.
Man.
Yep, we got some good candy over here. So thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
All right. And you won't be dressed up as the creepy Snickers lady from the commercials
Isn't it
either.
Sad, like, anytime you hear a story about something that a Christian did in the name of Jesus that was just terrible and not cool, it's like, dude, can I hug you? Because I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I am so
it's actually,
sorry.
It's actually, I hate to say this, it's actually how I feel a lot of times when I listen to Christian radio. Like,
right.
I find myself telling the Lord that I'm sorry.
You're like, I'm
for these people. That...
Except, you know, the first time we met, we actually were talking about Static Radio and the and mm-hmm. the mission and the ministry and yep. what we're doing here. And yeah, so you can actually listen to us and be like, yo, God,
no, I think he was actually,
you.
I think you misunderstood. I think he was saying that about us.
Oh, okay.
No.
You're right. It's kind of lame. Here's some more Dominic Valley.
It's time that Dominic Valley song comes on.
All right. If you'd like to get your call in, 505-338-3700. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. Hello. You're in the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Is this Callie Deb?
Yes. It is.
Oh, man.
What
I
up,
know
Callie
your
Deb?
Voice now.
Callie Deb, you got 2 minutes. Go.
All right. Quickly. You guys told me I'd call you back, and I didn't, so I'm calling now in regards to females teaching, leading a church.
Oh, female teacher leading a church.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like a female pastor. And here's why I struggle with this, because, you know, I used to lead worship somewhere, and I was invited to go and play there. And I went to church there on Christmas Eve, and so it just really wasn't church to me. I'm sorry to say. I know somewhere in the Bible it does say that women can't lead, you know, men and whatnot, but... what do we do about that? And first of all, secondly, I shouldn't obviously go play music at their church, or should I, and then minister to her? Or how do I deal with this? What do you do?
Nate Heitzig.
I love you, Steve-O. Hey, it's a good question,
it's
and it's definitely
question.
Not a question that we can completely answer
in two minutes.
In 6 minutes. But I'll give you what the Bible says about it, because this is, we say, based off a biblical worldview. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 says, "Do not let a woman teach men or have authority over them. Let them listen quietly." That's what the Bible says about it. And I believe that it has to do specifically with letting them teach over men. I think that, and I think it specifically mm-hmm. has to do as well, with the senior pastor role,
right.
is having mm-hmm. a woman in leadership over the congregation, mm-hmm. because we're told in the Bible that the man is supposed to be the leader of a relationship, just as Christ is the leader of the church. And right. the Bible really has this concept of male leadership within the church.
It's not Christina, right? It's Christ. Yeah, I'm just throwing in the deep theological stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So I think that's what it specifically has to do with. I think a lot of churches take this too far, and they don't have women's ministries because they don't think that women should teach. Right. But I think it specifically has to do with having a woman in that senior pastor, in that teaching pastor role, continually teaching over the church. We've had in the past here at Calvary, we've had women come in and share their testimonies and even share short devos. In the main pulpit, but never a consistent thing where we're letting them teach over men consistently, having that leadership and that ruling over a man kind of an idea.
There it is. Hope that helps you, Callie Deb. We got like 2 minutes, so let's take this last call of the night. Hello, you're in the air.
Hey, so yeah, just what you guys were talking about earlier with Christian music and finding good Christian music and then the noise. And I just wanted to call because I grew up my entire life here in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. Growing up, I just automatically, like way back when you guys were, you know, ever since you guys started on the radio, I basically just made the transition from, you know, Radio Disney to Christian music. So
did you just repent of Radio Disney on the air? Did you really just say that?
Yeah, when you're like 10.
Okay. Dude, I jammed to Kids Bop. Are you knocking Kids Bop, bro? Because I jammed to Kids Bop every day.
So anyways.
No, that is terrible, though.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Anyway, so, yeah. And so it amazes me when I hear people kind of bash Christian, you know, music.
Right.
Because I've grown up my entire life listening to the best Christian music, so.
There it is.
Yeah, and that's the point. There's a lot of great Christian music, and then there's a lot of bad Christian music.
Well, same with all it's music.
Yeah.
Same with all art forms. You know what? There's great art, and then there's art. You're like, that's stupid. Like that's just dumb. I don't even understand what that's supposed to mean. But
yeah, I said that to my kid did a drawing the other day, and that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. We have 1 minute left of show, so with that, I would like to say, Dominic, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dude, where can we find more information on your awesomeness?
DominicValley.com is the hub.
Word? Is it Valley like Cali?
Valley like Cali.
There
except
it is.
For two L's instead
well,
of one.
Well, so it's not like Cali.
But it's pronounced like Cali.
It's more like Bali.
No.
Because it's B-A-L-L.
Don't put that in people's
because if you're playing
heads.
Basketball, it's B-A-L-L. And if you're Bali, dude. B-A-L-L-I.
You know what? Ballet. It's an Italian word, bro.
Snap, right?
Oh,
it means
man.
To dance in
Ooh,
Italian.
Dude.
So get off my back.
DominicGolly.com and Pastor Nate Heitzig, thank you for not cussing tonight. It was a good show. I think we still get to keep our jobs next week. So, yeah.
Hey.
Don't you do it. Pastor Ray Del Toro in the background. Dude, thanks for coming in and kicking it.
Love you later.
Yeah, what does that even mean? Oh, all right.
Yeah, boy, Ray Ray.
Pastor Ray
boy.
Ray in the studio. All right, that's it for us.
Dropping the science.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes at our website, mystaticradio.com/shocktherapylive. We've tackled anything and everything from heroin addiction, cutting, masturbation, homosexuality. You name it, man.
Can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, I did. Damn. So go check it out. You can subscribe to the podcast at iTunes or check it out through our website. And we'll be back here next week, 7 p.m., doing the same old thing. Yeah?
Yeah.
You got any other?
No, I won't be here next week.
Oh, man.
I just told you that now.
Thanks for giving me a heads up.
Yeah. I give you a week heads up. That's a long time. I give you a week.
That's true. Dominic, thanks for bringing the reggae awesomeness tonight and rocking everybody's world.
Absolutely.
You got to come back out soon.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Of course. All right. We'll see you guys.
Hey, Dominic, if you had in 15 seconds to tell someone the most important thing in their life, what would it be? 15 seconds.
Oh, dude.
Go.
Wow. Music went off and everything.
Yeah, the music was kind of cool.
I'm going to be straight, dude. I don't mean to be cliche, but Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead so I could be totally healed. He set me free, man. Transformed my life. I'm a brand new person to the glory and for the fame of God. And that's it. Peace.
That was actually 18 seconds. So that was
dude, that was the part where if you were holding the mic, you just drop it.
Bam!
No, I was going to do it with the headphones, but these are like 100 bones apiece.
On that note, we are out. We'll see you guys next week.